you hurt your thumb hitting it on a helmet, or?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I hit it. I don't know if it was a helmet or a hand or something, but I hurt it on that last drive. Yeah.
What about your ankle? Because you got hurt. Was that at the beginning of the second half?
Yeah. So I think Tomba rolled up behind me. I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
And it just folded underneath, just the same direction that I hurt it in London. But I was able to go today, so yeah, it was good.
Seems like every week we're asking you about a pair of pass rushers.
Yeah.
Buffalo's got three guys who are getting the quarterback. How do they compare to some of the guys you faced? And
yeah, like I said, I think we've played like every, you know, really good defense, you know, this year. All the top ones, all the top pass rushers, all the things, which is great for a first year. That's what you want to see. You know, you want to see all that as soon as you can early in your career. Those three, you can't really just say those three, those four, because, you know, the other guy just gets so much good push up the middle that it allows those guys just to, you know, rush hard off the edge. So, you know, they got a really good rush. They have a really good rush plan. You know, depending on who they play, you can see it. You know, so we got to be ready to go. And I know we will be.
Yeah, about a 20-point increase in your passer rating from home and away. Got like twice as many touchdown passes at home. You guys run the ball better at home. Do you, when you take the field at home, do you feel more confident? Do you feel, is there just a different feeling, or has it just worked out that way?
No, I don't know. I'm, you know, if I can always speak for myself. I always feel very confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never, you know, there's never a time in any game that I'm not confident,
mm-hmm.
you know, in myself, our abilities as a team, anything like that. So I guess to answer that, it would be, it just has worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously we play with a lot of passion and energy at home. And that's something that we need to obviously learn to do on the road. Bringing that same passion and energy we play at our home field with, bringing it into the other stadiums. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we have, you know, it's our first time together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're building this thing, and we're learning these things. And so, you know, there's so much that goes into a team as I'm learning, especially at this league, you know, learning the things that, you know, how do we take what we've been able to do at home and do it on the road?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know we got one more shot at that, but, you know, really we're focused on Buffalo, and hopefully we have another good week this week.
Mm-hmm. It's another thing that Tony was talking about. That this is like one being good in December,
yeah.
and this is like your last shot at home before these fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you know, yeah, I play for my faith, you know, my family, and the guys in that room, you know, in this building, and then also for the fans. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's in that order,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, if I were to play for other people, I'd feel very mixed about myself. So, you know, I have a good foundation, know what I can do.
Was there a takeaway from that game tape when you watch your own performance? Is there something?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we, you know, one thing I'm learning is, you know, when we get in a situation that we were in, you know, don't do too much, you know. I always just try and, you know, I'd rather it be that way than them have to pat me on the butt and get me to go, you know. You know, I always, you know, for whatever reason, I always try and just do too much. I want to make every play. I want to do every, you know, I want to put it on me, you know, those kind of things. So I need to kind of learn how to hone that in, you know, learning how to just, you know, take it easy, be smart, you know, take what they're giving you, you know. And really I'm just talking about, you know, there was a one third down that just irritated me, you know, because we had a great look for the underneath route, but I gave KT a shot on a route we like. I mean, we like the route versus man, but we had other options. And so I need to learn in that situation. It's better just to, you know, it's good to have that stinger and want to push the ball, you know, down the field. But I need to just learn situationally that it's probably better to just take the underneath throw and just move on that way.
For the last few weeks, the team has talked about how they really rallied around Sperano.
Yeah.
With so many unknowns after the season, do you guys want to see him back as your coach?
Yeah, I mean, we love him. He's our leader, you know, absolutely. You know, we love him. Obviously, those decisions are going to happen. We have no control over that. We have no control in that. You know, those decisions will be made, and whoever's here, that's who we'll play for. But right now, Coach Sperano is my leader. He's absolutely, I love him 100%. You know, he genuinely cares about me. You know, he's pulled me into his office just to ask, how am I doing? You know, he called me in his office one time, and I was like, oh, man, what did I do? I was trying to think of plays in the game. And he called me in. He's like, hey, you're doing a great job, man. I just want to see how you're doing. You know, those kind of things. And those kind of things from a head coach mean so much, you know, so much confidence, all those things. So we love the heck out of him. So we're playing hard for him. You know, but besides that, you know, I have no say on any of that kind of stuff.
Knowing that you're going to be, you know, the franchise quarterback, though, is it hard just not knowing who you're going to be playing for next season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have told me, obviously, you know, I'm a rookie, so I'll be here a little bit longer, you know. You know, so I'll be here. You guys got to get used to me a little bit. So, you know, that is known. You know, the fact that I don't know what's going to happen, that's hard. You know, but right now I'm focused on playing my heart out for him. You know, because I love him. I love him to death. I love playing for him. He pushes the heck out of me, and I love it. You know, that's how I like to be coached. And, you know, him, Ole, and Flip, they push me hard. So not knowing is hard, but, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I do get to play for him now.
Has there been, like, a reprogramming of you this year? Because obviously the throws you did a lot in college, may have worked so well on this level.
I'm sorry.
So, like, short throws seem like especially worked for you well in college.
Yes.
And this year maybe not has been as well. It's kind of like a reprogramming as far as throws you can make that pay off more.
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, the windows in this league are ridiculously tighter. You know, if someone, I said it before, if someone, you know, you watch a college game, you see someone open. If someone is that open in the NFL, someone's getting fired. You know, then that's, you know, that's what I've learned, and that's the truth. That's why you see some of the throws, you know, some throws you can watch, you can put on a game, you'd be like, why did that guy throw that? Well, he genuinely has to kind of make that throw because that's the only way he can put the ball in there. And, you know, it would be a totally, you know, there's, you can't even see the receiver, but he's going to get it, you know, an inch above the defender's hand. So there's things that I'm learning. Obviously, the windows are a lot tighter, you know, but from an arm strength accuracy standpoint, it's the same. You know, there's a lot of guys that can't really throw the ball that hard, but, you know, it's all about timing and, you know, really growing in the offense. You see these guys that have been in their offense a while. The timing of it is so important. And so I'm learning that, and I'll continue to learn it. I'll work on it really hard this offseason, and you'll be ready to go for it next year. But right now, hopefully we'll do it this week.
What does a receiving tight end do for an offense? How does it open things up for you,
yeah,
having a guy like Mike?
Yeah, having a guy like Mike is awesome because, you know, there's some teams, depending on their personnel, you know who they're going to have to put on him. So it's kind of nice to know going into a game, oh, they're going to have to put so-and-so on him. You know, they're going to have to put this guy on him. Oh, they're – you know, they may not have a guy, so maybe they'll zone it up more. You know, it helps, you know, because then we can put him out wide, put our three receivers over here, and you can see, you know, what they're going to do. You know, do they want to put a man? You know, do they want to play zone? There's even in this league, they'll even make it a man look and play zone behind it. So, you know, you never know for sure, but, you know, you can get a good feel of what teams are going to want to do.
On Monday, Coach Sperano talked about that. I mean, you were under a lot of pressure on Sunday, but he said that those are good learning experiences because pockets aren't always going to be clean. It's not, you know, always an ideal situation like that.
Yes.
What do you take away from those experiences where maybe things didn't go right, but at least, okay, like I learned how to operate when I'm under a lot of pressure?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a really good point, and it's something that I learned big time in this. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this week. Was that right there, because, you know, when you get hit early and you a lot of times, you know, a lot of times in your natural ability, you just got hit in the face. It's kind of like, oh, man, is it going to be like this all day, or, you know, all that. But, you learn a lot about yourself, like I said, a lot this year. But I learned about myself that I can continue to stand in there and take the hits, make the throws I need to make the reads I need to make, and that is going to pay off so much. You know, there's so much that goes on when those hits happen and you come to the sideline and wait and know you got to go back out there. You know, there's so much in your head that goes on. So it's good to know that, oh, I can do this all day. And, you know, a lot of guys, it's really cool, too, when other people notice it, because older veteran teammates come up to you and say something about how that's going to pay off for you, and that's good to see. And so that kind of stuff is encouragement. And so that was kind of the biggest takeaway. It was good.
On the flip side of that, you showed in the preseason, and you've shown it a few times in the regular season, that if you break out, you got enough speed to get a first down and to get out of bounds and then, you know, avoid the hit.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're so conscious on getting the ball out of your hands. Are there sometimes? Do you ever look back at the film and said, "Man, I should have run that time"? Or are you pretty much good with, you know, right? Look, it's good that I'm not running. I'm going to try to not run.
Yeah. Now there's a fine line, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to this topic, there's a fine line. Obviously, there's times when it's good to run, and obviously you'll see a route and you'll be like, "Oh, why didn't he run?" Well, you know, versus man coverage, like I said, versus man coverage, the windows are like this big. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to hold on to it that last second to see, oh, am I going to do it? And then in this league, that last second is too late. You know, then you're already getting hit. So there's a fine line. There was a couple of times, like I said, that teams have played man, like the one against San Francisco. They came out, played a little two-man coverage, and I was able to, you know, I was able to recognize it and then know, oh, I can get around the corner and take off.
Yeah.
And so it depends on the situation and what coverage they're playing, you know. you know, but I'm going to try my best to push the ball down the field, you know, because I don't want to get in the habit of, oh, one's not there, run. That's not good habits. You know, a lot of our touchdowns have come off the third and fourth, you know, progression. And so there's a fine line. Obviously, there, you can always go back and say, oh, man, I wish I did this. Yeah. I wish I could do that in a great game. You know, oh, man, why didn't I do this? But it's definitely something that, you know, the coaches have pushed on me more and more as the season has gone on. And so I've been able to do it a little bit. But I'm not going to – I can't say that I just want to make that what I do.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Where is the line in that game, you know, when you get hurt in the ankle and the game's out of reach? You know, was there a time where you might ask out, where you might say, hey, this isn't worth it?
Oh, man, no.
The last series, I mean, what did you get out of that by being in the game at the end?
Yeah, so there's going to be a time. You know, I know that there's going to be a time where it's a playoff game, something's going to happen, tweak or something, and we got to go finish a drive. These situations go on through my mind constantly. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is going to happen someday, or maybe it's going to be in this exact stadium again. We're playing for a division or, you know, division title. And so these things go through my head. And so I was sitting there, hey, we got to go put this thing in. And so in no way, shape, or form, you know, was I going to come out of that game, you know, you know, they could have wrapped my ankle up some more. You know, that was going to stay in there.